Andy Strickland joins us from TrueHockey.com and ESPN in St. Louis. Andy, what do you think about the Blues? I don't make much of their late season struggles. Do you?
A little bit. I mean, I don't make much of it, though. I will agree with you from that standpoint. I mean, I did see Nashville shut out San Jose. I saw Edmonton beat Anaheim. I saw Philadelphia lose a couple of games at home. I don't know. Good teams are losing. It's not just the St. Louis Blues. And this is not, something that we haven't seen before in years past. Now, here's what it comes down to. You want to play your best hockey, or at least feel good about yourself heading into the playoffs. And I talked to Ken Hitchcock about that today at length. That's what he wants to see from his hockey club right now, win or lose. You want to have confidence entering the playoffs. And right now the Blues have a couple of injuries to some real key players. Alexander Steen, who leads the team in goal scoring, and Vladimir Tarasenko, who may be their best goal scorer right now, sitting on the outside looking in with injury. Now, Steen could play tomorrow. I don't think he will, but we'll know for sure sometime during the morning skate. Washington comes to St. Louis. So, listen, this is a team that has Stanley Cup aspirations. They've lost a couple of games in a row to some pretty good hockey clubs. They're not scoring goals, so it's created a little bit of concern here in St. Louis.
What's the update on Tarasenko?
Well, he's skating. The good news is, Jason, that it's not a knee injury. It's not a high ankle sprain. So
yeah.
From a conditioning standpoint, he's been able to get on the ice. He's got that cast on his hand right now, so probably get that off in about 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks. And they're looking at a timetable of hopefully getting him back at some point during the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. There's no guarantee of that happening. Obviously, he'll be reevaluated once we get to that point, and obviously he'll need to get cleared and all that. But, you know, if all things work out perfectly, the Blues get out to a nice little lead there in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they don't have to rush him back, and maybe can afford to even sit him out until the second round to make sure he's 100%, because they're going to need him. I mean, this is a guy who doesn't get a whole lot of attention when you talk about the St. Louis Blues this season. We talk about Alex Steen, the season he's had, and obviously Petrangelo, Bouwmeester, Backes. We hear about those names all the time. This is, again, I think the most natural goal scorer the Blues have. He's one of those guys who can score from distance with a flick of a wrist. He's got a great, great release. It won't be long before people take notice of this around the league, and they're saying Vladimir Tarasenko has one of the best releases in the entire league. He is that good. His confidence continues to grow. And so now you look at the Blues, you know, they've been one of the top offensive teams all season long, and, you know, talk about how deep they are. You take these two guys out of the lineup, all of a sudden that depth kind of goes away. So they could use these guys in the worst way.
Andy Strickland joins, yeah, without a doubt. And, man, Tarasenko, I think he's a heck of a player. And I agree with you, their best pure goal scorer, which is you need those type of guys who can be different makers, kind of one-shot shooters in the playoff time. The Blues, I wonder, though, Andy, if, and the players I know will never admit it, but do you think there's kind of a little mental fatigue for this team now that they're just like, okay, let's get to the playoffs. We've done all the work to put us in a good position for home ice, but let's get to the playoffs now.
You know, I think so, maybe. I think there's a little bit of that. I think it's only human nature for that to creep in at least a little bit. You get to some fatigue. There's so much excitement surrounding this team here locally. I think even internally within the organization, just waiting to see what's to come here in the next several weeks. You know, how good is this team? How far will they go? You know, this is a team that's only been to the conference finals a couple of times in the last, 40 years or whatever, you know. So, I mean, never been to the Stanley Cup Finals, not since their first 3 years in the NHL when they came in the 1967 expansion. So the hunger is there, okay? But let me just say this, though. This isn't the Chicago Blackhawks, who have won a couple of Stanley Cups over the last few years. This isn't the Boston Bruins, who have been to the Cup Finals a couple of times over the last few years and, of course, won one. You know, this is a team that the hunger should be there to the end. I mean, there's still a lot at stake for this hockey club, including the division. Now with Colorado kind of creeping in, now they lost the game last night to Pittsburgh. Things could have gotten really hairy, though, if they would have found a way to get that second point. But you look at the division, you look at the Western Conference, that's still up for grabs in terms of taking a hold of that. Now, they got a little help last night with Edmonton beating Anaheim, but then, of course, the President's Trophy, all within reach. And all of these are big deals to the St. Louis Blues. Now, is it going to crush the Blues if they don't win the President's Trophy? Probably not. But at the end of the day, as Ken Hitchcock has gracefully put it, it does validate the regular season. It gives you something to play for. There's only a couple of championships you can win during the course of the regular season, so why not try to win them all and obviously have a chance to have that seventh game in the Stanley Cup Final if you were to get there on home ice. That's certainly important for a young hockey club. But again, the core of this team, they've been to the playoffs the last couple of years. They don't have a ton of playoff winning experience, so I don't buy a whole lot of that mental fatigue. This team should be, you know, if not, getting even more hungry as you get closer to the playoffs.
Andy Strickland joins us. Andy, the Colorado game add a little entertainment value for me. I didn't have a problem with what David Backes did at all. Patrick Waugh is doing what he does best, which is rallying his troops. You know, I don't believe he thinks he's gutless, David Backes, but I think Waugh does what's right to try to fire up his team in a lot of different fashions. I noticed he did it the first game of the season, and now magically, with four games left before playoffs, he suddenly, kind of becomes a lightning rod again. What do you think of that whole situation, and what did you think of the Bortolo hit, I guess, that kind of started people getting upset?
Back to the beginning of the regular season, because Colorado came into town shortly after the, or at least Ken Hitchcock commented on the whole glass shaking episode with Patrick Waugh and Bruce Boudreau, okay,
yeah,
with Anaheim, right? And Ken Hitchcock said that's junior hockey stuff, whatever. Well, that got back to Patrick Waugh. He didn't like that. These two guys go way back to when, you know, Patrick Waugh was a player, Ken Hitchcock was a coach in Dallas, and you know they had some great rivalries and great games there. So there's a little bit of tension that's kind of spilling over. And then there was a game in Colorado where the Blues had their way against the Avalanche. Patrick Waugh accused Ken Hitchcock of chirping at his players from the bench, made some comments there. Ken Hitchcock wasn't too pleased about that. And then now you have this situation here. Now, you know, Bortolo takes the run at Kevin Shattenkirk, and that's the way the Blues play. I will say this. If one of their best players, whether it's legal or not, gets hit hard or run, the Blues will run one of your best players. It's just the way it goes, whether it's legal or not. And so, Ken, you know, listen, David Backes was a frustration spilling over, when he got tangled up there with, you know, the young Nathan MacKinnon, I mean, possibly. But I knew Patrick Waugh was going to do this, Jason, because, you know, I was doing TV that game, and I was downstairs, and I was talking to one of the Avalanche media members, and I said, well, we're going to have to attend this Patrick Waugh presser because it's going to be must-see TV, of course, because you know he's going to say something. And then you had the whole Bortolo act going on and whatever. So, the hit on Shattenkirk, I didn't think it was a dirty hit by any means. And I thought it was, you know, relative. I don't want to say clean either. I mean, he took a run at the player, but Shattenkirk got cut by his own stick. But that's just hockey. And you know what? I like the intensity. I like the drama that's building. And I think it'd be great for hockey if these teams see each other later in the playoffs.
How's Steve Ott fitting in St. Louis?
Well, I think he's fit in pretty well. I mean, off the ice, certainly he's fit in. You know, on the ice, he's trying to find his role. He's getting an opportunity. A little different situation than maybe what he was used to in Buffalo. He certainly isn't playing 18, 19, 20 minutes a night like he was there.
Yeah.
He's been on the short end of things a little bit on the plus-minus side. Still hasn't found a way to score his first goal. But, again, this guy is ultimately going to be judged, at least for me, come playoff time. You know, I mean, you want to see him certainly be have an impact, be a difference maker. But he's a guy who has versatility. You know, early on you saw him playing a little bit of center. I think he's found a home now on the left side, playing with Patrick Berglund and Magnus Pajarvi. We'll see if it continues into the playoffs and see, you know, especially once this team gets healthy, what these lines look like.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a guy who can kill penalties. He can play a little bit on the power play. I like the tenacity he brings. He brings a little bit of nastiness and certainly – create some of that, energy that we're seeing after the whistle. But, again, Steve Ott, I think, is a guy that can help this hockey club come playoff time. I think that's when his juices will certainly get flowing. You want to see a little more structure maybe defensively. I think he's learning that from making that adjustment to coming over from Buffalo here to St. Louis. But, again, that plus-minus stat can sometimes, you know, you gotta look at it with the magnifying glass. I mean, it's not always – you know, you can't always put it on the players who are on the ice. These things, you know, sometimes can be a little bit of an iffy stat. But still, I think there's room to grow for Steve Ott, and I think you'll see him play better come playoff time.
You look at the playoff picture right now, and due to the very unique wild card, it looks most likely like they're going to play either Dallas or Phoenix potentially in the first round of the playoffs. Either one a better matchup for the Blues?
Well, let me just say this: it could be must-see TV again because those two teams are set to face each other in the last day of the regular season coming up on Sunday.
Yeah,
and there could be a lot at stake coming up with that game, with the game being played in Phoenix. I mean, the Blues are 3-1 on the year against the Coyotes, and you know, they've lost the last two times against Dallas on home ice. You know, so if you want to look at it from that standpoint, I don't think either matchup is easy. Let me put it that way. You know, both teams play pretty well. Obviously, a lot would depend on the goaltending situation, who's in goal for Phoenix, and how they look like heading into the playoffs. But, you know, that Dallas team's been pretty good. They certainly know how to score goals, and they've got some high-end talent offensively. And a goaltender, by the way, who can stop the puck.
Has Ken Hitchcock told you, is he going to rest some guys down the stretch?
Well, I don't think he will. I mean, because, again, like I said, division, Western Conference, President's Trophy, all within reach. And there's only four games left to go in the regular season now. You know, that last game against Detroit on Sunday afternoon, we'll see what the standings look like and how important that game is. If it's not that important, will he sit some guys out? Very possible. But as it sits right now, again, he wants his guys feeling good about themselves. They've got some areas in their game that he wants to correct. He talked about it this morning. They need to be better at all three lines, you know, both blue lines and the center red line as well, just in terms of how they're supporting the puck and supporting the, you know, what he calls supporting the lines. You know how Hitchcock can kind of get a little technical with some of that stuff. But, again, he wants to see his team play better, and the way you play better is by having these guys in the lineup, and he wants these guys comfortable and confident entering the playoffs. So I don't think he has plans right now of sitting these guys down. But, again, we'll see where things are at come the final game of the regular season.
Andy, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again probably right before the playoffs start to help out on our poolies for line combinations and such.
There you go. Anytime, Jason. Talk to you soon.